This is Tom Browning.
This is Pat Lackey.
This is Raquel Aurelia.
My name is Kurt Evans.
This is Rich Aurelia.
Hi, hello, and welcome, everybody. This is George Grant of the Cincinnati Reds, and welcome. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast on RedHotMama.com.
Welcome, baseball fans. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast on Red-Hot-Mama.com. This is episode number 81 on 1 December 3rd of 2007. I'm your host, Amanda, and with me is the crack technical staff, Johnny. Welcome to the show, Johnny.
Thank you. As December 3rd, huh? You know what is in 2 days?
Christmas? No.
No, that's 22 days.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Repeal Day.
Oh, we should totally have a drink. Repeal
At
Day
least one.
is the celebration of the day that the amendment on prohibition amendment was repealed.
Right.
And I believe that was the 21st amendment that repealed it. I think that it was the 18th.
Right, it's definitely the 21st because there's a
21st
chain of local liquor stores called 21st Amendment Liquors.
See, that's probably the most educational liquor store name out there.
That's right.
Cuz you know if any children put that together. But I believe that the one that was repealed was number 18. They used to amend the Constitution left and right back in the day. These days, not so much. We must have finally gotten it right.
I guess so.
Hey, it was the 18th.
You're so smart.
I'm awesome.
Yeah, that seems like a good day for a party. We should, for drinking at least.
I'd like to point out that there was two amendments between prohibition being.
Mm-hmm.
Prohibition being passed and that being repealed, I guess that not drinking is really a motivational.
14 years.
14 years, that must have been miserable. I can't even imagine.
Yeah. It was good for the mob.
And anything that's good for the mob is good for America. You heard it here first, people. So, but this is supposed to be a blog about this is supposed to be a podcast about baseball.
Yes.
The NLC baseball specifically.
And, as we lie here on our bed recording in our pajamas.
Well, there sit some beautiful microphones in the office on a table, or rather on the desk, looking very professional. They've got little interior lights, so they glow blue.
Yeah, I was surprised about that.
Oh, we got headphones.
It's nice nightlight, really.
So why are we sitting here on the bed with the desk mic propped up on the fancy pillow again this week?
Because Radio Shack sucks.
Damn, Radio Shack didn't have the cord.
I needed a couple cords that didn't come with all the equipment I ordered, and I thought, I can get it locally, but I only had a chance to go to Radio Shack, and they didn't have it. So.
Isn't that just always the way with Radio Shack? Radio Shack used to be the total awesome when I was a kid.
It used
man.
To have just weird, everything small and that you'll need in a pinch.
I wonder, maybe there's too many small little things that you need in a pinch now for one store to carry them all.
I needed, these things weren't uncommon.
It's just sort of weird to think, I mean, Radio Shack has to be sort of in trouble. I mean, get all that crap online.
Yeah, yes, you can. And they don't really have, I mean, used to, they were the place that your electrical hobbyists making, or in just anyone making their own circuit boards for stuff would go for all their supplies. They don't have anything like that anymore.
Yeah.
It's like cell phones and, well, hell, they don't even have Tandy's anymore.
Don't even have Amigas.
Yeah.
I think our first, my first computer was Radio Shack brand computer. Desktop computer.
Ah, good times.
Those were the days, weren't they? But this is supposed to be a podcast about baseball.
Whatever.
National League Baseball, to be specific. And this week, the crack technical staff has really been on the job, on the
I'm
ball
trying.
Here, and has put together a list of topics. This is unprecedented. This
I
is
know.
Like an agenda.
It's, yeah.
So, and by team even. So where shall we start?
We could start with the team that's done nothing over the last week.
Oh, who would that be?
The Reds.
Well, that's about damn time, because, man, they've been, like, going like gangbusters for, like, a month.
It's not to say they didn't do anything. They did refuse to offer arbitration to Eddie Guardado and Eric Milton.
However... They're keeping in contact, not
That's
ruling
right.
that out at all and saying,
Milton
yeah, well,
could
you know,
be
maybe
a Red
we
next
would
year.
Like Milton back. Maybe we would like, well, how did Guardado do? Did he ever come back from injury last year?
He did, and he started.
Yeah, that's what I kind of figured. Don't you think Milton seems like the perfect prime candidate for the Cardinals to pick up and to become like a really solid reliever for like $1.5 million a year for them?
I could see that. Yeah.
That seems like the role he's destined to play in the LC.
Recovered enough from his injury. I can't
remember
if he had...
Knee problem, right?
I can't remember what he got injured with that knocked him out for the year.
It might have been shoulder.
After six starts.
Because he had those knee problems, and then they got that taken care of, and wrestling about a rubber position.
Yeah, well.
You know, there's a lot going on there.
Anyway, that's the Reds this week.
All right. Well, who else is in this division?
The Astros.
All right.
They made their big splash.
Oh, yes. They signed that Kaz Matsui character.
That's
that
right.
So many people are so very excited about. The Lambo came over onto Red Hot Mama and pointed out, and I had actually already read this on his blog, that Matsui's away average is not exactly phenomenal.
No.
So where did he play last season?
I don't know if he played the whole year, but he ended the year with the Rockies.
That's what I thought.
So he had an incredibly good year
right. When
he played in Colorado.
Yeah, crazy good in Colorado.
Which is about the only time in his career, and he's not had a short baseball career to this point, but that's about the only time in his career that he has hit well.
Yeah.
And for that, he gets 3 years and $15
million. Well, you know, the Astros would know offensive talent if it smacked him in the head.
Well, what's ridiculous?
That's not their gift, you know?
What's ridiculous is they have a younger guy, Chris Burke.
Yeah.
He had a kind of a down year last year. But he's young. He plays. He's just about, even on his down year, you know, he's about the same as Matsui.
Uh-huh.
He's also cheap.
So is this...
And he's not going to indebt the team for 3 years, you know?
Well, you know.
When you sign a guy like that to 3 years, it's going to make it hard
that they actually gave him a 3-year contract. That's the thing that always gets me about these contracts. It's like, it's not the amount of money that they're willing to throw at these guys. It's the amount of time they're willing to tie them up for. And I don't know if they think they're going to be able to, like, trade them at the end of these contracts or what, but... I kind of doubt it. I mean,
no. It...
I don't know. I think that I wonder if it's one of those situations like well, we're going to try to inspire the young fella by bringing on somebody to block it for
3 years.
Yeah, that's it. Can't be that. You're right.
I mean, that right there is saying, okay, fuck, screw you, Chris Burke.
Yeah, and... really. Because what are they going to do with him now? Well, where does he play?
It's the same position, second base.
Well, no, that's what I'm asking. What the same position is? Do they have a shortstop?
Yes.
I think they'd be probably interested in David Eckstein. Oh, we're not to the Cardinals yet.
Actually, see, the Cardinals did a good thing. They've gotten a lot of flack for it, I think, from their fans online. I think there's been a lot of negative reaction to it. But they were faced with David Eckstein being a free agent.
Uh-huh.
He wanted a multi-year deal.
Yeah.
He's declining. He's getting older. His skills are diminishing. And if they sign him to a multi-year deal, they can't. They would be in the same trap there as the Astros, unable to find young talent.
Where is he now?
He's unsigned. The Cardinals went and signed Cesar Estruz.
Yeah, see, that's where your false dilemma comes up, though, because their option wasn't not sign Eckstein or give him multi-year contract. They also had their option of wait until no one else signs him and then sign him to 1-year contract.
That's
which they still could do, I suppose.
Maybe. There's not that much difference between him and Estruz. Eckstein's a little bit better
well,
of a hitter.
Except for that, speaking as a fan of a team that has faced the Cardinals many times, I have fear stricken into my heart when Eckstein comes up to the plate, and I've never even heard of Asturias. So.
That's okay.
So I think that's a significant difference.
And
I doubt they would have given $2.85 million to... Well, they might have given $2.85 million to Eckstein. I don't know. I don't know what the Cardinals fans think of Eckstein. I see him as the equivalent of the Reds' Ryan Friel, and I know that...
Well, I think Eckstein's a little bit older than Friel.
I can't imagine he's as funny or charming either.
He has a hotter wife.
Friel's wife is fairly hot.
Oh, that's right. You saw her that one time.
Yeah, we got a picture up on our Human League.
Yeah,
she's a less famous wife.
Yes.
She's not a soap opera star in her own right, but she's pretty. She's good looking.
Eckstein will be 33 next year, and that's getting up there, but, you know.
Yeah, Friel's only going to be, like, what, 31, 32? They're pretty close.
But he was seeking a multi-year deal, and mm-hmm. I don't think the Cardinals wanted to do that.
Well, clearly not.
They obviously didn't.
Yeah.
So I don't know where Eckstein will end up at this point. I mean, the Astros have already signed a middle infielder.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was just trying to think, but I think he might be too much offense for the Astros.
Yeah. Yeah. They kind of tried to have an offense last year. Screw that.
Let's see, where else could he end up? doesn't seem like a Nationals. He doesn't seem like Bowden's kind of character.
I don't think it'll be in the Central. I think all the other teams now are set in the infield.
So. Yeah, who's
maybe the Cubs. I'm not sure how their infield is. But.
Yeah, I don't know either. They still have Tony Womack. They picked up Tony
Womack. No, I don't know where Womack is. I don't.
Good
not in the majors.
Tony Womack. Oh, isn't he?
Not with any of the NLC clubs.
Playing in Germany or something. You know, we had a really funny caption for a picture with Tony Womack because he used to wear all of his equipment had his initials on it, and it was a picture with him that actually showed like a pair of shoes or something that had his initials on it, and it was him yelling at the guys, and the caption said, or it was him talking, pointing his finger, and the caption said, "Now I'm sick and tired of you guys writing IT after my initials on all of my equipment," and nobody seemed to get it. Nobody commented on that one. Tell you what,
they don't know.
Subtlety and blog humor, it just doesn't get you very far these days. So what else we got?
The Pirates haven't done anything. They've pretty much still been hiring a few coaches here and there.
If you're the Pirates, where do you start?
Yeah, that's a good point. They've been popping up in trade rumors.
Oh yeah? Who are they rumored?
Let's see, they've got, I think mostly the whole team is on the block, really.
Because they figure, we have nothing.
Yeah.
Let's get rid of what we have.
Yeah. Most of them older, like Jason Bay, Xavier Nady, Matt Morris, and Jack Wilson. They've all been in rumors over the last week.
So who wants those people?
Right now, the leading one is Jason Bay. He had a down year in this past season, but he's been a solid outfielder.
Due for comeback.
Yeah. They are currently rumored to dealing him to the Cleveland Indians for a catcher and a left-hander, Cliff Lee.
Heard of him?
It's kind of a strange deal because the Pirates would be trading away their proven late 20s talent, all-star in fact, for two players without much potential, both of whom are also in their late 20s. So it's not like it's
like a Pirates
trading
to
get younger.
Yeah.
Kind of deal. It's not trading for players with a high ceiling.
But would they lose any draft picks?
Well, no.
That's only for free
agents. That's only for free agents.
We were talking about that with the end. We're already past the Astros, so maybe we should go back a little bit with the Astros and their horrendous farm system. Due to the fact that they had signed all these high-ranking free agents.
When they signed Clemens
draft
Pettit
picks
years ago, and then they signed one big bad. Yeah,
well,
they just kept losing their
It doesn't first matter. The point is that they never had any good draft picks, and now their farm system's completely barren.
Yeah, it's the worst.
It's really wild for me to think about a farm system because when I think of a farm system, I think about a farm. And what if a farm only produced like one thing? And it like a farm system doesn't even necessarily produce one player a year,
so
does it?
Do you like picture baseball farm systems like the Cabbage Patch Kids farm?
No, more like a pumpkin patch.
Oh.
They're all on spiky vines. And you go out and you walk through, and it's like when we're picking the pumpkins for Halloween, and most of them are like, a lot of them are like rotten and broken.
Yeah.
And mashed, and a lot of them are misshapen, weird colors, and then there's like a few that you can, but except the thing is that when we go to the pumpkin patch, there's dozens or hundreds of decent pumpkins, and this particular farm system, would make like one decent pumpkin.
I don't know how
worthy of jack-o'-lantern
players are. The farm system contributes every year. I mean, with the Reds last year, they had Votto and Bailey. They had quite a few, really.
Yeah.
Hamilton. Well, that's not exactly farm
system. Not exactly farm system, since he had to be on the 25-man roster.
I think
it was
from another team's farm system, too. But mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
But he was
young. I know that the Astros won't be having too much right now.
Yeah. So, but I wonder, like, how good is how far apart are good ones from bad ones? I mean, if you have the
best farm
system. I
think basically it's like 1 to 2 years in terms of.
You
can get your farm system better with a good good and lucky draft in like 2 years.
If you have the best farm system in the majors, Are you looking down at a AAA team that could take on the Pirates?
Or the Reds.
Or the Reds.
Well, anyone in the Central, really.
Mm. Unless you're... Yeah, okay.
Yeah, anyone.
I wonder.
Maybe. Back to the Jason Bay trade rumor.
Uh-huh.
Pat at Where Have You Gone, Andy Van Slyke commented that it's only Steve Phillips reporting it, and he's a moron near legendary proportions. But man, I am now terrified. So I don't think he's on board with this trade. Just a little bit.
Wow. So that would be... Oh, that was... Okay, I remember that one. You talked about that before. I went back to the Astros farm system.
Yeah, sorry. Oh, and Matt Morris has been attached to the... In rumors to the Cardinals.
Oh, yeah?
He used to pitch for them.
I remember.
That would be kind of weird.
Yeah, like they just can't get enough.
Of the Falconer.
When he grows that beard. Right. He did look like the Falconer. I put that picture up when we would be smack talking. Oh, those were the days. So now that we're also a Cardinals blog, do we still smack talk? I don't know. I think maybe we do. Because, I mean, that's a fun tradition.
Yeah.
That's a good time.
I'm afraid they're not going to be very good for a while.
I was going to ask which team, but I think that you meant both.
Well, they keep, you know, the Reds took the Brewers reliever, and there's kind of all these players moving back and forth within the Central, so I don't see how that's going to make matters better.
It's just sort of swapping your old maid cards or something.
Yep.
I don't know. Hoping to get a match.
Now we turn to the Brewers.
Oh, the Brewers.
Yes.
The oft forgotten about. The one I so frequently when I'm like, okay, I can remember five of the teams. Who the hell is that sixth one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Brewers.
Yeah, the one who got thrown into the National League at some point when I wasn't paying attention.
Got thrown into the NL at some point when you weren't paying attention.
Yeah.
What do you got?
They are rumored to be close to signing a reliever, David Riske.
Wow.
They do need the bullpen help.
That sounds like lots of puns waiting
to
happen.
Yes, yes, doesn't it though? Isn't that a great baseball name?
So
especially for a reliever.
It is a risky deal, what it is.
It is. There's no way about it.
It would be a risky
deal. And anytime you bring him into a ball game, it's a risky decision.
Yeah.
You know, you could just... Oh. Wow, you could...
Steve Stewart.
Oh.
He's going to love it.
And I believe Michael Bourne's in the division now, too, so...
Yes!
It's going to be a good year for puns. He had a good, great season last year for the Royals.
Mm-hmm.
2.45 ERA, 65
A great season
games.
For the Royals?
Well, someone has to.
Do they?
You know,
Let me ask you a question. A team can go from good to awful.
Like the Cubs,
like,
kind of.
In minutes. I mean, like in no time at all.
I mean, last year they finished last, and then this year they finished first.
No. From good to awful.
Oh, the other way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the Cardinals.
I know they won the World Series the previous year, but they never felt good to me.
Dude, it doesn't matter if
That's
you
true.
Win the World Series.
That's
it doesn't
true.
Matter. I mean, by that reckoning, you could argue that like the 1990 Reds weren't any good, even though. You know, they won. Because people still didn't feel
true.
Like they were good. I mean, it doesn't matter how good people feel like you are. The pennant says it all. But my question is, the teams in the Central, several of them are so very bad and have been so chronically bad for so long and have been promising to change things for so long and have been, you know, trying to do things different, what does it really take, and how fast can you really... I mean, what if you did just dump $150 million into the payroll next year? I mean, would that be enough? Could you assemble that team that would suddenly
be good
enough?
I don't know.
I mean, would that do it?
Like,
is it all about the money? Or?
It's not all about the money, but I don't know. Like, what would it take for the Pirates to go actually not just win, have a winning season, but, like, be first? I have no idea.
Well, then, like, and not just that, the Pirates are sort of a difficult example because I've never yet looked at the Pirates and said, oh, yeah, they're doing a lot better. They have a chance this time. Our cat's going crazy on the other side of the room.
Yes. Yes, she is.
But there are some other teams, like the Cubs, like the Brewers who ended up fading there at the end, and, you know, the Reds for years now, where it's been like, man, they got a lot of talent. Things really look like they could be coming together. They've made some changes. And then it's just sort of the same old, same old.
Yeah.
So, you know, what's missing there? What's actually gone?
I don't know. That might just be a matter of payroll. The Cubs added quite a bit before last season, and then it helped them. I mean, they got first place, thanks mostly to those players that they added. And I don't know. There's some luck, of course.
Prayer.
Oh, I forgot about prayer.
Don't forget about prayer. If the Rockies have taught us anything.
That's right.
And maybe, you know, Kazumatsui.
Oh, maybe. Maybe he was the divine intervention there.
There you go. All right. What else you got?
Another rumored interdivisional trade has the Brewers starter Greg Capuano going to the Cardinals for Scott Rolen.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a weird one, too. Because Capuano has, he, again, didn't have the greatest year last year, but he was also a bit unlucky. His batting average on from the hitters who hit the ball into play was like 340, which is well above league average.
Sure. Yeah, I know you put a lot of, you listen to that a lot more than I do.
Yeah, I know.
I think that lucky stuff's crap.
It can be indicative of the defense behind you, too.
Proof's in the pudding, baby. Or but rather, the proof of the pudding's in the eating.
I don't see that trade happening. The intra-divisional trades are always harder and more expensive. They also might be interested in signing Andrew Jones. He's a free agent outfielder.
Yeah, from years in Atlanta.
Yes. But that's free agent. That's year, about all that's going on with the Brewers.
Huh.
There's not much right now. And actually, the Cubs haven't really been doing anything either. They mainly made it in the news because they were also involved in the Kazumatsui sweepstakes.
Well, the their president just resigned.
That's right.
That took a job with
was it the hockey team?
Something.
Whatever.
Another sports team,
yeah.
Which apparently means you don't actually need any...
any knowledge about the particular sport. It's just...
just sports in general. Good enough. Sports in general.
Maybe the town, too.
The town.
Yeah, he's good to go.
So, yeah, apparently he was getting out before there's a planned ownership change. Do they actually have a deal, or are they just...
they don't. They're just...
still in perpetuity for sale.
Pretty much. And I can see wanting to...
get out,
escape
with
that, especially if you had an opportunity.
Heck yeah.
But most of their stuff right now, aside from all the bloggers being ecstatic that they lost Kazumatsui, and to one of their divisional rivals, no less, that's even, like, you know, double the goodness. They've been quite interested in a Japanese free agent who's testing the Major League market this year. Kosuke Fukudome.
Yeah, I've seen that name. That's
and
a good
I don't
one.
Know if I might. I have no knowledge of how to spell, pronounce Japanese names. But what's great about his last name is it looks so much like an American swear phrase.
Well, not a common one. It's kind of a creative one. It'd be sort of like a very, very interesting kind of endorsement for a stadium.
Come on down to the FU Dome.
To the Fuki Dome.
Like one of the bloggers, Al at Bleed Cubby Blue, used Google to translate a letter into Japanese imploring Kosuke to sign with the Cubs.
Oh, I bet that was translated horribly.
I'm sure.
I've had stuff translated. Where do you? What did he use?
Google.
Should he used Babelfish? Unless, do they use the same engine?
I think they might use the same, like Sistran is the software, I think, for both of them, but I'm not sure. Google might have their own. And then Goat Riders of the Apocalypse guy, you know, modestly stated that he saw signing Fukudome as the best chance of ending the 99 years of misery. So.
I thought it was 100 years. Not 100.
Not yet, is it?
No, I thought this
maybe
made it 100.
You might be right.
I don't know.
You know,
well, the guy at Goat Rider should know better than me.
They all blur together, you know.
Well, you know, I'm only 30, and I can. It's not like I remember firsthand or anything.
That's pretty much it. Oh, the general manager winter meetings are going on right now.
Woohoo!
You know where?
Florida?
Nashville.
Nashville, that's
sunny
right.
Nashville.
That's gotta be.
Home of the.
Colder Witcher's Day.
Grand Teton Mountains or something.
It's hilly down there.
Land and
actually, it's probably not that cold down there. It's not that cold up here.
It's not.
Though it was like 35 degrees today.
I don't know if it's next year, but soon, one of these general manager winter meetings, Indianapolis.
Hell yeah.
So we are going to be...
in the general vicinity.
Yes. No, we're going to be stalking.
Dude, because I would work like a whole like 4 blocks away from where they'd be meeting.
That's true.
I could just totally stalk them.
Yeah.
Go down to work and on my lunch hour.
Crash their after meetings parties.
So if there's any general managers out there who would like to take the Red Hot Mom out to lunch while you're having your general manager meetings in sunny Indianapolis, I think I can probably make some time for you on my schedule. Especially because it does, you know, look like I'll be working at this place for at least the foreseeable future there. They actually seem willing to fulfill some of my career goals.
That's cool.
Which, you know, are not full-time blogging, but...
Yeah, but that's...
You know, you gotta have a hobby. If you make your hobby into your full-time work, then what's your hobby? What am I gonna do? Then
your be full-time a writer, work.
Full-time blogger, tech writer on the side.
There you go.
So is that all we got?
That is it.
That's probably plenty. We've been babbling on for quite a while now.
With some actual content, though.
Heck yeah.
So.
Hey, nice job on the agenda today.
I might try that again.
Very nicely done.
Although I like the babbling sometimes. Well, just random rambling.
I really appreciate, you know, the fact that you're doing it, as opposed to me.
See, you know, you're getting ready for your career in management.
Maybe.
Delegate to those.
Oh, honey, I've been delegating to you for years.
This is your blog, goddammit.
Beneath me. Not often enough, baby. So, shall we wrap this up?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Shall we wrap it up now?
I think we should unwrap it.
Do not open until Christmas.
Oh my god!
It would be a long time. Alright, well, that's enough for now. But until next week, keep on hanging in there, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Show your love for the show by leaving a comment at iTunes or voting for us at Podcast Alley. Or leave your own rant about the dysfunctional Reds and the Red Hot Diaries at our website at red-hot-mama.com. And you can always drop us a line at rhm@red-hot-mama.com.